This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Sun Country Airlines, the small Minnesota-based airline which in recent days has deferred half of every employee's pay until after the first of the year, then notified its unions layoffs might be coming, saw its embattled owner file for bankruptcy protection Monday afternoon. Petters Aviation LLC filed under Chapter 11, but Sun Country CEO Stan Gadick wanted passengers to know, quote, "We were forced to take this action as a result of recent events at Petters Group worldwide. We do not anticipate any disruptions and expect to operate business as usual. Customers can book their flights in confidence and know they'll continue to receive the great service they're accustomed to on Sun Country," unquote. We'll keep you updated on this story on our website at aero-news.net. Here at NBAA, Eads Cicada confirmed rumors of a new twin-engined aircraft project, which it has dubbed the NTX. All we know is about what the rumor mill had already guessed. It'll be a twin-engine configuration, larger than the company's successful TBM 850, and, quote, "aims at completing Cicada's range on the upper end," unquote. Cicada's news release indicates the plane will, quote, "have greater useful load, more payload capability, and a bigger cabin than the TBM 850, unquote. A more detailed official launch is promised after the first of the year. Also at NBAA, Gulfstream Aerospace announced the introduction of its newest super mid-size business jet, the Gulfstream G250. The plane is an update to the G200, sourced from Israel Aerospace Industries. Gulfstream says the G250 will offer the largest cabin and longest range at the fastest speed in its class. More specifically, 3,400 nautical miles at 0.80 Mach, maximum speed of 0.85 Mach, and maximum altitude of 45,000 feet. The G250 will be powered by twin Honeywell HTF-7250G engines, each one providing 7,445 pounds of thrust. Gulfstream notes these fuel-efficient engines feature reduced emissions, longer maintenance intervals, and decreased noise levels. They also offer excellent climb performance, which should get the G250 to flight level 410 in less than 20 minutes. The G250 is finished off with Plainview 250 avionics, based on the Rockwell Collins ProLine Fusion system. Gulfstream projects the plane will be certified in 2011, with first customer deliveries the same year. First flight is scheduled for the second half of 2009. Avadyne announced on Monday at NBAA its MLX-770 satellite data link transceiver has received system certification by Iridium Satellite LLC. That clears the system for operation on the global Iridium satellite network, and that in turn paves the way for the launch of Avadyne's worldwide data link weather service. Don Toma, executive VP of Iridium Satellite, explained, quote, "Avadyne's data link product leverages Iridium's global connectivity and robust two-way low-latency data channels to develop innovative new products for the burgeoning aeronautical SATCOM market," unquote. Avadyne says the MLX-770 is on target to begin initial shipments before the end of this year, starting at about $12,000 plus installation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Sino-Swearingen Aircraft Corporation gets a new name. AAI Acquisition says the Atom A700 Very Light Jet is moving ahead. And Exojet takes delivery of its first Challenger 300. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll bring you some of the opening day fun from NBAA with political couple James Carville and Mary Madeline. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.